Right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And my guest is Dr. Darrell Williams. And no better, song than God Give More Power to the People. Dr. Williams, we were talking before we went to break. We've seen this before. And, the veterans from World War II, the Philippines, the Vietnam War, you name it. Our nation has not done right by veterans, sleeping under bridges, eating out of garbage cans, the mental stress that happens to people that we send into the theater of war. And somehow we think that it is the way to handle this is saying thank you to a veteran, shaking his hand, and that somehow is our way of thanking them for putting their lives on the line. That's never been enough. And
no, it's not.
Go ahead, Doc.
No, it's not enough.
It's an insult, it's really. Enough. It's really an insult.
Well, when you see a veteran, and I think most veterans appreciate that initially. But the other side of the coin is this. I was over there fighting two wars with people who were losing everything that they have at home. Because a lot of times, depending on what their salary is, if you're a person who's making $100,000 a year on your civilian job, and you get mobilized, and you are an E3 or E4 of lower rank, you're making less than half of that. You're making less than $50,000 at that time. Yeah, and we're talking 2004 and so forth. But I saw soldiers who lost their homes, lost their families, because their families went on with other people, and
right.
It wasn't there. And so you're talking about fighting the war abroad and the war at home. That is it. Imagine you going and fighting the war and coming back home to nothing. And I remember one soldier who had sent all of his resources back home, and when he got back home, his wife was gone, and he ended up committing suicide. And so these are things that are real-life issues. And if we're going to send a soldier over to war, we have to make sure that their families are not struggling and that they're in the right mental space to go and do the best job to protect democracy here within our own country. And as I was saying earlier, and because we have not provided our servicemen and women with the mental health support that they should have, this contributes to the homeless veteran situation, to incarceration. And then we take their benefits away from them and their families when they are incarcerated, which further contributes to the very demise that we're trying to prevent. We've got to do a better job. And I support, like I said, I support before, the Afghan personnel that came here to Fort McCord, because that body count would have been a lot higher if it had not been for them helping us. I support Ukraine. But I also support the people who are the veterans who have fought for the past 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, who live right around the corner from your house, who deserve the same honor and respect from our own country.
You know, Dr. Williams, man, I didn't, when I wanted to have this discussion and the more I was watching this and reading about the fact that How dare anybody who's an elected official who has not been in the military, who has not been overseas, who hasn't made the sacrifices that the other men and women of this nation have to play the game of politics. And Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson and people of that ilk, and who claim to care about the veterans. And then to play this game, not only should they be ashamed of themselves, they should be drummed out of office unceremoniously. And any party that plays this game should never be allowed back in power, because wounded veterans die, and you know what I'm talking about, whose lives have been forever changed, turned inside out and upside down, because our nation decides to send them around the world for things that are deemed to be our public, our interests, the interests of our nation, not the interests of the particular serviceman or woman or their families. And if you're going to do that, and then their families suffer, and you don't do anything to compensate them, and then, Doc, the worst part about it is, those politricksters, their children aren't going.
No. And people are getting, Earl, in the world, you got to think of it like this. The military provides the first line of defense to protect this country. Police officers provide the line of defense to protect our states and every local community. And I support law enforcement to the hill. But, you know, we got to restore that trust and confidence between law enforcement and our community. But here's the deal. So all these veterans, all these people who sit up here swearing how much they love these veterans, and behind the scenes are diverting the resources to support our veterans to other places, it's unfortunate. You got people who are dying, whose families are suffering, and many veterans who are still suffering from the ailments of the impact of Vietnam, the Korean War,
absolutely.
And the storm, who are right around here that we see every day.
Yes.
And we have got to sit up and we talking about hold people accountable. Not only do we need to hold people accountable, we need to hold people who are holding the resources accountable to do what's best for our servicemen and women and those in uniform.
You know, Doc, ever since they came up with the volunteer military, things just, it's almost as if those volunteers don't get the respect that they deserve. I mean, after all, they're volunteers.
Yeah.
But when we had the draft, things were a little bit different, right?
Yeah. But Earl, let me share this with you so that the audience knows this. You know, one of the things when people come back from, a lot of times we put in go through the claim process, and a lot of times, you know, the claims come back that I've heard this many times from veterans say that they have were given a 10% disability rating, a Vietnam veteran who've been to hell and back, 10% rating or 20% rating. Now you got to think about this, because at 20%, if you are married and have kids, your wife and your kids still cannot get your education benefits. You have to be at 30% to get that. So a lot of times people have to fight for years just to get to a 30% rating when they have already earned it, because of the extra benefits that come along with that. Any veteran, their kids can, if they have a 30% rating, their kids can go to any Wisconsin school for free. And so this is life-changing. These are life-changing benefits that they have earned that a lot of people don't even know about that could really impact their.
So is that veterans who've been in the theater of war? Is that what that's related to?
No, any veteran with a 30% rating in the state of Wisconsin.
What does a rating constitute?
So a rating could, just say, for example, let's go back to the burn pit. So those soldiers who have been suffering from, just say, from asthma or sinusitis or some other ailment as a result of those burn pits, the VA will give a rating and give compensation.
All right.
for that exposure. So sometimes it could be a 0%, 10%, 20%. all the way up to 100%, depending on the severity
right.
of the condition.
And you're compensated yeah. financially based on that number.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So, Doc, go ahead, Doc, quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's important. So at 30%, those additional benefits are there.
Hey, Doc, let me do this. We've got to go. I will reach out to you again because I want to finish our conversation, man. It is frustrating that your voice was not heard the way it should have been heard in all of this. And so that's the pox on the houses of people in this society who base everything on the money part of it. Dr. Darrell Williams, good friend. I'll be reaching out to you again soon, my friend. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.